It's been roughly 30 years since South Dakota had a major incidence of Fusarium head blight in wheat. And since that time, Checkoff-funded research has developed tools to aid farmers in managing the disease. Fusarium head blight, also called FHB or scab, is a fungal disease which infects primarily wheat when flowering occurs during warm, wet conditions. SDSU Extension Plant Pathology Specialist Madeline Shires explains.
This pathogen grows in the head of wheat and causes a scab or a powdery growth that becomes a mycotoxin on the wheat seed. And then you end up having high-level concentrations of mycotoxins, including DON.
The inoculum for scab survives on residue and can be windblown. In addition, corn, oats, and barley are host plants. Shire states both winter and spring wheat are targets for FHB, but typically spring wheat's flowering window coincides better with warmer, wetter conditions. The first line of defense against scab is cultivar tolerance.
All wheat varieties bred here in South Dakota are screened for their performance against FHB infection, so that data is available. The next is, again, going to be managing that crop rotation, not planting wheat after corn, and trying not to plant wheat after other small grains, as, again, that fusarium level is probably higher and you're going to be more likely to see issues.
When conditions are conducive for FHB infection, farmers may also apply fungicides to reduce infections. Shires reports an online prediction tool can be very effective in alerting growers when conditions are right for scab. Find the resource with an online search of Wheat Scab Risk Tool. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.